And I think I'll share, because there's a few minutes, why I love Robert Shaw. Because I don't know if you guys saw the film Jaws, but that was my first time ever seeing this actor. And I saw Jaws as a teenager. I remember, you know how they always say that there's certain events that you remember as, for some reason, they were monumental in some way and for your in your life. And Jaws was for me. And I saw it on a date with this guy who showed up late. So we missed we didn't miss much of the opening, but it forced us to sit in the front row. And oh my God, was I too done with him after that. Even as a teenager, I think I loved film, or I was starting to. And no, I did. I definitely did love film even as a teen. Anyway, so that film is on my short list of great ones. But it wasn't until I was much, much older. I always just loved it as sheer, you know, it's a thrilling film. It's an adventure. And when you're stuck in wage work, you're stuck in this class system, you need adventures, right? That's why the film The Matrix is so, it's just a perfect metaphor for this system. In a wage work system, we're stuck in the matrix and literally start to wake up when we're cut loose. I mean, it's painful at first, for sure. Fear, there's a lot of fear. And if there's a way that the fear can be faced and moved through, which it can if you're on the street, I mean, that's all consuming, that struggle. But if there's a way of bonding together with other brothers and sisters, or going back to the mom or the dad or some other family member, and ideally down the road, we have to start building little communities who are doing this, but escaping from the wage work system and then modeling it, slowly but surely building numbers, demanding of city land for earthships. I mean, it's a step-by-step process. But when you're stuck in a wage work system, it's deadening. And all you could do is go home and crash and try to keep your sanity, which is why they give us these films, you know, that are escapes. And so we escape and live vicariously through these fictional stories, including the fictional story of civilization and progress, you know? I mean, there's layers of the fiction that we get stuck in. Oh my goodness, it's hard. See, now you're gonna see why I have to write everything down, because, you know, that's the way the mind is. One thing leads to another thing. Because I'm just as I'm trying to get to the story of Jaws, what's popping into my mind is the film Galaxy Quest, because it was a very creative premise that there was folks from another planet who didn't lie. And so every now and then you get in a certain frame of mind, you could sort of imagine what that would feel like, what these aliens from another planet, because if you were literally from another planet and were just plopped down, and you look at these human beings pretending to be something they're not, which is what the wage work system is, it would be not just peculiar, I mean, not just bizarre, it would be a true puzzle. And there are certain mindsets I can get in where I look at someone who's acting and you realize this is really loony. This is really bizarre. No other animal would do this, would pretend a life that is not theirs. So it just shows, well, it shows a lot of things, but let me get back to my original point. Robert Shaw. It wasn't until I was well stuck in the wage work system that I began to really need these adventure films in order to escape. And there's a scene when they are about to go out to sea, and Robert Shaw is resistant to the notion of the Dreyfus character coming along, but also the sheriff character coming, because he doesn't want amateurs on board. Hopper's trying to convince him that he's not an amateur, that he in fact is extremely knowledgeable. And the Robert Shaw character doesn't believe it and says, "Give me your hands." And he grabs his hands and just holds them. And then there's this look in Robert Shaw's eyes as he stares into the eyes of Hopper, and he says, "You got city hands, Mr. Hopper. You've been counting money all your life." And the look in Robert Shaw's eyes was honest. I just had the distinct feeling. He felt it. He felt those words. And that is so rare in the phony world of film that I can't think of another instance of it, of that advocacy of we commoners, a fierce advocacy. So he's been on my mind this week. I don't know why, but I just want to also send shout out and thank you to Robert Shaw, the great, great Robert Shaw. Till next week, peace.